You have been a Parliamentary Assembly parliamentarian since November. This is your first major session. What's been the highlight for you so far?
Well, we've been discussing a lot of very interesting and important things. The situation in Russia, a little bit of the situation in Hungary, which is, I think, a key issue for the Council of Europe and for protection of human rights. The speech of Mr. Cameron yesterday and Mrs. Alonen before. Again, the speech of Bachelet on women's rights. I think we've had many, many interesting political themes and speakers.
Of course, the speech by Prime Minister Cameron made many of the headlines. The themes that he touched upon in terms of court reform, are those ones that will resonate in Italy?
Yes. On one side, there is a problem of the court being overworking on some issues. On the other side, I see a danger in the discourse of Mr. Cameron, which is that who decides which are the core issues the court should concentrate on and which are the countries that the court should concentrate on and the others. I see there a problem of coherence, and I think it will be a difficult work, that of reforming the courts during this presidency.
I know that you've been involved in the work of the Parliamentary Assembly for some time now, but as I say, you are a new parliamentarian, as it were. Are there particular themes, subject areas that you're particularly interested in?
At home, let's say in Italy, I'm working on the Defence Committee, and I'm working especially on the NATO issues, the military missions abroad, and interlink between defence and foreign affairs issues. Here in the Council of Europe, I'm in the Equality and Anti-Discrimination Committee, and here I would like to work especially on this, on preventing and fighting discriminations all around Europe, which I think is a phenomenon that is growing, unfortunately.
The Council of Europe and the Parliamentary Assembly have strong records on promoting issues of diversity. What do these organisations need to do to make their work better known in Italy?
Well, for instance, communicating with grassroots people, I'd say, I think it's very important. In this aspect, I think that communicating through social media is very important. We reach out to people that do not read newspapers and sometimes not even watch TV. So I think that the right direct communication is something that can be very, very useful to reach out to the people that are really interested in the decisions we're taking.
Which brings us very neatly to your new Twitter account. I see that you've been tweeting for about a week or so. What kind of feedback have you had?
Well, very positive. I have to say I was quite sceptical about the Twitter. I resisted for a long time, then I tried. And I think the limit is that obviously you have to be very short, very immediate, and that can simplify a lot the message, which is a problem sometimes. But the positive thing is that actually you get the news and you give the news in real time. You don't need to pass by the media, which is, something positive, I think. And it's very interactive. And I think it really helps in this time where our main problem as politicians is narrowing the gap between institutions and public opinion. So explaining what we're doing and how what we're doing is reflected in everyday's life, I think is very important.
Why is the work of the Parliamentary Assembly and the Council of Europe important to you as a national politician in Italy now?
Because there is a sort of human side of the work. It's a unique opportunity to have relations to different countries, different political perspectives, different cultures, and it's an intercultural experience that has no equivalent in any other context. So it's an enriching experience in itself. And then all the work that the Council of Europe is doing on human rights is setting standards that are extremely important for national policies then. So I think it is really crucial, much more than what is perceived sometimes by national media and public opinion. And I think we have a crucial role to play also to make our people understand how important the work here is.
Give us an idea of what your week involves.
This week, I arrived on Sunday evening, then start normally 8:30 with the parliamentary group meeting on Monday, then the plenary session, then the committee meetings, then the plenary sessions again, then the group meeting again. Normally it's from 8:30 in the morning to, well, yesterday night we finished 9:30. So, and this morning again we started 8:30 with the committee meetings and so it's a full day, it's a 12-13 hours day.